Shavuos is one of the Sholosh Regolim, the three festivals on which Jews were obligated to ascend to Jerusalem. It is the middle one, between Pesach and Sukkot. This centrality on the calendar is also an indication of its centrality in Jewish life. While we gained physical freedom and independence on Pesach, when God redeemed us from the slavery of Egypt, we gained mental and spiritual freedom and independence on Shavuos, when God gave us the Torah. Shavuos thus completed the redemption from Egypt. It gave meaning and purpose to our freedom. For freedom means nothing if it does not serve a goal, if it does not have any content. There is, though, something rather strange about the festival of Shavuos. Every festival or special occasion of the Torah recalls some historical event and is celebrated on a date connected with that event. The Torah thus decrees that Pesach is to be celebrated on the 15th of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah on the 1st of Tishrei, Yom Kippur on the 10th of Tishrei, Sukkot on the 15th of Tishrei. For Shavuos, however, the Torah does not designate any special date. All it says is that it is to be observed on the 50th day after the morrow of the first day of Pesach. The way the Jewish calendar used to be established, this could be on either the 5th, 6th, or 7th day of Sivan. This most important day in Jewish life, therefore, is kind of a floating festival, without a fixed date. Also, while the biblical celebrations of Pesach and Sukkot are 7 days each, Shavuos is but one day. This would seem to reduce Shavuos, this most significant day in our history, to a rather minor and insignificant festival. Yet here the Torah teaches us a most fundamental principle affecting the totality of Jewish life, namely, that Torah is not tied to any day, date, or time. The Jewish people came to the desert of Sinai, where they were to receive the Torah at Mount Sinai, on the first day of Sivan, just a few days before the Torah was given to them on the 6th of Sivan. The Torah writes of this: in the third month after the children of Israel left Egypt, by Yom HaZeh, on this day, they came to the desert of Sinai. The Torah does not use here the more normative phrase of Bayoim Hahu, on that day, but Bayoim Hazeh, on this day. This comes to teach us, say our sages, that man must always regard himself as if standing at Mount Sinai. All the time, every day, is Bayoim Hazeh, this day. Even as the Torah was given in a desert, a wasteland, where it is most difficult to live, to teach us that Torah transcends space, that the Torah is to be studied and observed everywhere and anywhere that a Jew may find himself, regardless of the difficulties and hardships, so too the Torah was given on a day which was not specifically identified with a date, to teach us that the Torah transcends time, that it must be studied and observed any time, at all times. It makes no difference whether it is summer or winter, whether it is a regular working day or a time of vacation, whether it is an ancient period of the far past, medieval times, or the space age. The Torah remains relevant and vital in all times. In this same context, we refer to Shavuos as Zman Matan Torosenu, the time of the giving of our Torah. Offhand, it would have been more appropriate for us to refer to it as Zman Kabbalas Torosenu, the time of the receiving of our Torah. However, Shavuos is only the time of the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah happened at a particular time, in a particular place. The receiving of the Torah, our part and our share in that event, is not something that is limited to a particular time and space. It applies and must be relived and experienced every day and every place. That is why the Torah does not specify a date. And in fact, the date of Shavuos may vary in practice. And that is why Shavuos, the time of the giving of our Torah, is just one day. The time of our receiving the Torah, however, is every single day of the year. For the Torah, its study, its observance, and its appreciation are altogether timeless.